Jeremy Bradley here, back live in Nova Scotia. Once again on the beach. I don't get this enough at home, so I'm glad that I came here to Nova Scotia. Once again, you can go to jbonair.com and you can check out all of the fun that we are having here. Now, I am on the beach. I am wearing my rubber boots, so that can only mean fun is going to happen and I'm going to get dirty. Now, I'm with The Clamor, so for those of you in, Central Canada, Central United States, might have no idea what that is, but I am wearing rubber boots, I'm holding a bucket, and I'm here with The Clamor. Thank you for joining us today and having us here. So tell me what we're going to do. Clamming. We're going to be digging through the floor, the ocean floor, essentially, right?
Well, basically, yes. I mean, you're in a spot where we have the largest tides in the world. The tide will rise and fall as high as 30 feet or better. And this is here on the Nova Scotia side of the Bay of Fundy. Now, on the opposite side, you've got the New Brunswick side where the tides will actually rise and fall as high as 50 feet. Now, you might not, that's astronomical when it comes to the rest of the world that we're an average tide rise and falls about 5 feet. So,
okay, so I've got my rubber gloves now that I'm about to go and slip on, and these like hook things. They almost look like a pitchfork, but they're not quite. So,
they're called clam hacks.
Clam hacks, all right.
That's what we use to make our living, and I mean, like, on average, we probably dig about 100 pounds in a round of a day, you know, like an average, a good digger, probably average.
So, this pail that I'm holding right now, you'll have it full, more than one full.
Oh, yeah, that one that you were holding there, right. I probably filled that about 10 times.
Okay, so there's no pressure. So, how long would it take me to fill this up? Well, we'll see. I'm going to make a prediction that I'm going to get at least 5 of these things in the next, because we're going to be back in about 15 minutes, so hopefully I'll have 5 by that point, but fingers crossed. I mean, so it's fairly likely. Now, you were saying that we look for holes in the sand.
There's a siphon hole in the sand where the clam will actually stick its head up through the sand or the mud, and it's a filter feeder, so it'll filter somewhere between 20 and 30 liters of water in a run of a day, where it'll filter the photoplankton and whatever food that it finds that's in the water. Mm. And it filters this out, and it grows off of it.
Okay, now there are some that we can't take, right? There's rules about, like, is it the size of it? What's the...
Yeah, so an inch and three quarters the size of it, but when we have people on the beaches, we usually try to ask them to dig a two-inch size from it. That way, it's a lot better environmentally kind of a deal, and sustainability is what we're looking for, right? So that we can harvest the next year and have a lot better.
Okay.
Try to look after our industry.
Okay, well, I'm excited to do this. So again, jbonair.com. We've got pictures from the beach, and you know what? Actually, the sun's going to be setting soon, so this could be really nice. Again, jbonair.com. We'll be back in 50 minutes with The Clamor. Back in a moment.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.